This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
About Leonard Bernstein's personality that maybe not everybody knew, but relates to how he wrote his music. And that's that Bernstein had this intense desire to really be loved. And not in a selfish way, but in a very generous way. He wanted to connect with people. He loved people. He loved meeting people. He loved talking with people. He shared music not just as a performing musician, but as a personality through his talking, his discussions, his incredible education platform that he pretty much invented himself.
This is Front Row, The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng at the Day One Philharmonic Patronus in KLCC. Over the next two weekends, the Malaysian Philharmonic Orchestra will be participating in a worldwide centennial celebration of composer, conductor, educator, and humanitarian Leonard Bernstein, who music critic Donald Hanahan described in 1990, quote, as one of the most prodigiously talented and successful musicians in American history, end of quote. Tomorrow, Saturday, January 6th and Sunday, January 7th, under the baton of Teddy Abrams, the MPO will play in a program titled The Best of Bernstein's Broadway. The featured vocalist is Morgan James, and both are here with me in one of the DFP's suites. Welcome to Malaysia.
Thank you so much. We're excited to be here.
Yeah, very excited. This is awesome.
Tell us about this weekend's performance. How many pieces will be performed, which are just strictly orchestral, and which ones that Miss Morgan James will be singing?
So we're playing about 15 pieces, and it's a very wide range of Leonard Bernstein's output, which is one of the most remarkable, as you mentioned, of any American musician's compositions. If you look at his work in entirety, you have everything from incredible works for the stage, of course, pieces like West Side Story and Candide, to great orchestral works like his symphonies, and an amazing blend of styles that very few musicians were ever able to achieve in such a natural way. A lot of the music that we're going to play represents that ability that Bernstein had uniquely to combine populist style with classical idioms, all kinds of things that work together in his mind absolutely seamlessly.
Ms. James, what will you be singing?
Well, Teddy and I worked together to put together this program, and we've done it several times. And I think that it really works well because it features such a wide range of Bernstein's work and the scope of his lyrics and melodies. And it also, you know, lets me show the scope of my talent and what I want to bring to Bernstein's music. So we've put together a really varied program. I get to sing everything from West Side Story to On the Town, Candide, Mass. And I think that you come away from the program with a more full understanding of Bernstein's musical scope.
Very broad, because Candide is an operetta.
Yes. Well, his pieces are hard to classify for genre because, you know, they are operatic in nature. They are theatrical in nature. They have elements of blues and jazz. They combine all the things that he loved. So it's hard to call any one of his pieces just one thing, which is the beauty of it.
I know you've just said that, don't classify him, but where do you place Mass?
Well, Mass is a theatrical classical work. That's what I consider it to be. But the thing about Mass that's so special is that it's so gigantic and so overwhelming and intense and magnificent. And it's very, very hard to accomplish. And I think that that's why he wrote it. You know, I always like to say that, you know, President Kennedy said, we went to the moon because it was difficult. And Leonard Bernstein wrote Mass to inaugurate the Kennedy Center. And I think that he wrote something so magnificent and huge, such an undertaking that it's never done perfectly. And that's the goal, is that you just, the striving, the aiming, the journey of Mass is really the gift of it. It's not the outcome. You never come away with a perfect outcome. And I think that it's just, it's like the moon landing. That piece is the moon landing.
as Morgan mentioned, it is difficult to classify any one of these works, and partly that's because there's something about Leonard Bernstein's personality that maybe not everybody knew but relates to how he wrote his music, and that's that Bernstein had this intense desire to really be loved, and not in a selfish way, but in a very generous way. He wanted to connect with people. He loved people. He loved meeting people. He loved talking with people. He shared music not just as a performing musician, but as a personality through his talking, his discussions, his incredible education platform that he pretty much invented himself. And so a lot of his pieces don't fit into neat little kind of categories because he was writing pieces that he wanted to be for everyone. He was very kind of insistent that his music be able to be loved by anyone, even if they didn't necessarily have a relationship with orchestral music. And that's why you get somebody who was brought up as a classical musician writing as one of his very first big pieces, On the Town, which is basically an American musical. And that's not what you would expect from somebody who had a pure classical training, which Bernstein did. But his mind was so broad and beyond kind of conception. That's why we get what we have.
How fair, then, would it be to describe him as a democratic composer?
Yes, I think that would be a good description. I think that he really wanted to... he definitely wanted music for the people, and he didn't want music to just be for the rich. He wanted music to be for everyone. He wanted children to understand and be supplemented by music at every level. So I think that he had a broader sense, a more philanthropic idea of music for the people than anyone else that's come before or after him.
Teddy, you'll be conducting the music pieces with the orchestra, and one piece in particular that you'll be performing is Mambo from West Side Story. While we are quite aware that this was the dance piece and there's very little singing, but there are voices. Where are you going to get voices for your Mambo?
Well, I think you're referring to the fact that normally when you hear this piece, you hear two times people scream Mambo. These days, that's done by the orchestra, but the audience is welcome to scream it along with the orchestra. I mean, I've always encouraged that, so that would be very Leonard Bernstein.
Will you cue the audience to join in?
Sure, sure. I will. I'll turn around, and people will know when to scream Mambo. It'll be interesting. You never know what you're going to get. Sometimes people just look at you like, why are they yelling that? But it's obviously a very fun part of it. And of course, that's one of the things that makes Bernstein music so great is that it has an element of fun to it, that even when it's incredibly touching and moving, that he knew how to keep things playful and constantly turn that kind of high energy music on right when it was needed in his dramatic works. And you're going to hear that a lot in this program, whether it's the Mambo is a great example, the Prelude, Fugue, and Riffs, which is not played very frequently. In fact, I don't think the orchestra here has played it in quite some time. And that's kind of a jazz big band clarinet concerto-ish piece. It's extremely difficult for the orchestra, and I know they're gonna play it incredibly well here.
Morgan, you'll be singing tonight, and it's a song that is often, when we think about this is the equivalent of the balcony scene in Romeo and Juliet. Definitely you are the Juliet, the Maria. Who will be Tony?
Well, I'm playing Maria Antoni. I'm also doing Some Other Time from On the Town, where I'm going to be singing both female roles and sometimes the male roles. And I'm singing one of the songs from Candide and one of the songs from Mass that is normally sung by a male singer. And, we're in conversation. We're in conversation with Leonard Bernstein and everything that he created. So we take these pieces out of their dramatic context and you see how well they work by themselves, And as long as I tell the story, that's the most important part.
If I were to ask somebody off the street about Leonard Bernstein, they would probably say West Side Story. That's the first association. What are his great works, good works that we tend to overlook because for the general public, this has eclipsed everything?
That's a great question. I mean, Bernstein wrote a tremendous amount of music that is known in varying degrees. Obviously, the big musicals and Candide, so On the Town, West Side Story, Candide are the ones that are best known. But he wrote three symphonies, which are all spectacular. This piece that we're playing, I mentioned, Prelude, Fugue, and Riffs, is one of my all-time favorite Bernstein works. There's On the Waterfront, which was an incredible movie score. And I mean, the list goes on. You can look to see it'd be very diverse pieces. The arias and the barcarolles, which a lot of people don't know this piece, but is so kind of tender and special. There's a clarinet sonata that he wrote when he was a young man. There are dozens and dozens of pieces, but it's hard to almost put them all into kind of one program. You do have to choose. And what we did want people to know a lot of the pieces that they're going to hear, and then have some introductions to a few pieces like a short work from Peter Pan, which people don't know Peter Pan as well anymore, but this is such a little gem of a song. And so we want to introduce people to some new works while also really bringing in the pieces that people know to be so special. It's a combination of those two. But I encourage anybody to go and just start listening to Bernstein's music, because it's incredibly vast and special. The influences are pretty spectacular.
Morgan, you're singing Mass, and Mass, at least based on my research, he wrote some of the lyrics, the text to it. And the rest of the songs that you're singing are composed by other lyricists. How is singing Bernstein's music, singing his songs, and whether they reflect a kind of sentiment about the man?
Yeah, absolutely. Mass in particular is very special to me because I've gotten the opportunity to perform it four times. And it's something that keeps coming back in my life and is a very special part of my journey as a musician and as an actor. So I've gotten to do it so many times with so many different combinations of orchestras and actors, and it always says something. I think that piece in particular says the most about Bernstein, at least to me, and his love and conflict with faith, and his love and conflict with the world and with success and with music. We're also doing a piece called Dream With Me. It's this very romantic, beautiful, simple, as much as he can be grand and, grandiose and magnificent and difficult, he can also be childlike and have such a pure element of lullaby. And I like representing so many different parts of him and flavors of what he loved, because no person is any one thing. And no person desires to create any one thing. We all want to create. If we're a creator, we want to create something lasting and something vast and something that represents every part of our dreamscape.
I'm speaking with Morgan James, featured vocalist, and Teddy Abrams, the conductor, in this weekend's The Best of Bernstein's Broadway. Coming up, we'll ask our guests about Bernstein the humanitarian. This is Front Row in the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. I think
that his desire to represent American art forms and Americana, there's this deep sense of Americana when you listen to Wonderful Town and On the Town and West Side Story, for that matter. All the different, West Side Story almost sounds pastiche now, because it has so many disparate styles, put together. And it's such a genius classic work, but when I step away from it, I say, oh my gosh, I see the influences just really pop off the canvas, of what he was trying to convey and what he was trying to pull people in with.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng at the Day One Philharmonic Patronus. And I'm here to talk to Teddy Abrams, conductor, and Morgan James, the featured vocalist at this weekend's performance of music by Leonard Bernstein. We have used a word to describe him, and one word we used, democratic. He's also described as this great humanitarian. In what ways does his music convey that?
Well, it was his music as much as his personality. I mean, the music is, as I said, generous music. It invites everybody to be a part of it. And one of the ways he did that is by including styles of music that reflected his own interests. I mean, you'll hear everything from Latin jazz to blues to populist music from around the world, which he was fascinated with. It was something he loved to do with his friends was this, do you know this game? And that was where he would test friends to see what they knew versus what he knew, because he was always listening to a totally new style of music. And my own teacher, who studied with Leonard Bernstein, my teacher is Michael Tilson Thomas, that's why I grew up studying with him, told me that when he would go to Bernstein's house, Bernstein would always have on the record player some crazy new thing he'd found. It would be some, you know, taiko drumming or gagaku music or gamelan, which he loved all these things. And he'd put it on and say, do you know this? Do you know that? Until he would hopefully win the contest. And that reflects a lot about his own life and his approach to music making. I think he was one of the first kind of so-called classical musicians to recognize that a lot of the borders that we've put up are not helpful in building audiences. And his music, as much as his personality, both attempted to take down those borders and make it global.
And for you, Morgan, singing all these different genres, which you refuse to really classify them, in terms of his music, what about it makes him very American?
I think the most American thing about him is the influence of, the level of influence, because I think that, you know, blues and jazz are American art forms. Jazz and baseball are really our only, and musical theater are really our only American art forms that really originated in America. And of course, they have influences that are deep and great. You know, he said Latin jazz, and it goes on and on and on. But I think that his desire to represent American art forms and Americana, there's this deep sense of Americana when you listen to Wonderful Town and On the Town and West Side Story, for that matter. All the different, West Side Story almost sounds pastiche now, you know, because it has so many disparate styles, you know, put together. And it's such a genius classic work. But when I step away from it, I say, oh, my gosh, he was really, I see the influences just really pop off the canvas, you know, of what he was trying to convey and what he was trying to pull people in with. But that is very American. That is our folk music. You know, we're such a young country that we don't have centuries and centuries of folk music. That is our folk music. So that's what makes him so American. And his, like I said earlier, you know, his crisis of identity and his crisis of faith and crisis of, you know, how best to be a successful upper echelon, you know, composer and also reach every single aspect of humanity, every single aspect of the communities in America, so that it didn't disappear. You know, classical music has always been on the fringes of disappearing because we have to keep our audience. And he really had this great instinct to teach children about music so that we could continue to have audiences, so that we could continue to have people appreciate music. So he was really, really ahead of the game in so many ways. And what makes him most American is his weaving of influences.
Well, and he's also a real American success story himself. I mean, he's one of those classic, when you think of somebody coming from, you know, nothing, and not that you know, he was destitute and totally poor, but nobody would ever have thought that he would be this incredible famous conductor and composer. That wasn't his background. He didn't have musicians in the family. And he's this person, when you look at his rise to stardom, it really quite the story. You know, he, as a young man, steps into the New York Philharmonic just a few months after starting as the assistant conductor. And because of a cancellation, the entire country hears him and he becomes a celebrity virtually overnight. I mean, it's this success story that goes on and then totally takes this left turn and starts writing musical theater, then comes back and leads the New York Philharmonic, creates the education platform. I mean, that's an American story in and of itself. That's not what you would expect a European maestro to do. That's not their traditional path. He invented that. And that's part of the appeal, the ongoing appeal.
What would be the challenge of conducting his music?
Well, one of the challenges for me is that depending on where you go to conduct this music, every orchestra has a different comfort level and familiarity with his style. And there are a lot of orchestras, there are many in Europe, although many are not like this, but many in Europe don't play a lot of jazzy pieces, quote-unquote jazzy. And pieces, you know, by Gershwin and Bernstein and, you know, a lot of the kind of musical theater composers, leading up to composers like John Adams and Mason Bates alive today, use populist styles of music that if you don't have a background playing that, it's almost like trying to learn a language just by watching a, like a TV program or something like that. It can be hard to do. And so it depends on where you go. But some orchestras play this kind of thing all the time, so it sounds natural. So my job as the conductor is to figure out where that stands and to bring my own perspective, because I do a lot of this music and play it all the time. So we'll find out. First rehearsal is this afternoon, but I imagine this orchestra is going to be very comfortable with this kind of music.
Morgan, you're singing across the board too. Any challenge from that perspective that you have to go to a mass, then, you know, to something quiet from Peter Pan, and then to those big Broadway numbers?
Yes, it's very challenging, particularly going between my chest and head voice. Very challenging because I don't sing this all the time. I sing, you know, with my own music that I write with my own band. I tour all over the world. So it's not that I'm singing all of this repertoire every single day. So when I come back to it, I have to do this hyper focus and get back into the zone of it and really, you know, he writes such a wide range. And since I'm singing male songs and female songs, you know, I've set an even bigger challenge for myself. But it's always a very satisfying journey.
What do you want to leave the audience with when they walk out the door after the performance?
Well, I really want to remind them that, you know, Leonard Bernstein is more than just West Side Story, and really show such a wide range of his music. And I really want to give the essence and the promise of hope and dreaming that he really instills in all his music, because that's what I walk away from his music every single time. I walk away feeling more hopeful, more inspired, and more committed to living the way Leonard Bernstein would want us to live nowadays as musicians and as people. So I want to give people that sense of hope and inspiration.
That sums it up pretty well. I would just add that, you know, as Americans coming here to this beautiful country and to this great city, I hope that we bring Bernstein's music in the spirit of that generosity. Bernstein believed that those borders and those kind of dynamics between people, we can all overcome virtually any challenges or conflict. And that's his humanitarian side. That it does come through. Even if the music's not about that specifically, you're left with that sense for the togetherness. And I hope that, you know, in this age, this world, that we can come here sharing this music. And it does bring us all closer together. I think that's what he believed music it could do, and that's hopefully what we're bringing to Kuala Lumpur.
Breaking walls.
Yes, exactly. Yes, very much so.
Thank you both very much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
This weekend and next weekend, the Malaysian Philharmonic Orchestra will be celebrating the centennial of American composer, conductor, educator, and humanitarian Leonard Bernstein. Tomorrow, Saturday, January 6th at 8:30, and Sunday, January 7th at 3 p.m., Teddy Abrams will be conducting a program titled The Best of Bernstein's Broadway. Morgan James is the featured vocalist. Next weekend, it is Bernstein at 100, and the guest conductor will be E.G. Uwe, and Conrad Tao will be the featured pianist. Conrad Tao was last year at the DFP in March 2016. Performances are on Friday, January 12th and Saturday, January 13th at 8:30. Then on Sunday, Conrad Tao, all by himself, will hold a recital at 3 p.m. For details, go to mpo.com.my or call the box office. This is Front Row in the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.